Next, we're going to meet one of the people behind ads like this one for Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes! Doing things is what I like to do. Yes! Doing things is what I like to do.
It was part of an ad campaign that helped to transform Dunkin' Donuts from a cheap and generic fast food place. It's now competing for a slice of the giant and growing over recent years coffee market. We thought this was an interesting case study in the art of marketing, so we called up a woman behind the campaign, Leslie Bielby, chief strategist for the advertising firm Hill Holliday. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How was Dunkin' Donuts known before you got started here?
It was absolutely considered to be the kind of everyday individual's brand. This was certainly not a case of taking on an ailing brand, but at that time, maybe it was considered to be a little bit more downscale than some of the competitors out there.
So you're saying that at the beginning, Dunkin' Donuts was positioned as something of a regional chain, a big chain, but regional, and it appealed to people who were the average guy on the way into work. That's who you're saying it appealed to.
Yeah. The target that we have aimed to extend and expand is absolutely those same individuals. We're just looking for more of them. We spend a lot of time examining cultural context, which means that we look at some of the major trends and cultural and social shifts that are going on at any given time, because those have an impact on any product or service that we advertise. And for Dunkin', you know, this couple of years ago, it was really obvious that it was time for a brand that was unpretentious, that really represented all of us, whose products were easy to say, and who essentially valued its customers for who they were.
Are you suggesting that Starbucks, by implication, is a little more pretentious, with products a little bit harder to say?
Well, you know, I mean, clearly Starbucks has a, you know, has a menu that can be difficult to get your tongue around. That being said, you know, Starbucks is a brand that is admirable in its own right. You know, Dunkin' is an entirely different experience.
Let's listen to another one of these ads. America Runs on Dunkin', that's the name of the campaign.
Ocho, half cap, latte, chino, mocha, due avec moi. My mouth can't form these words.
Do, if you go into a Dunkin' Donuts and you order a coffee, do you just call it a large or a small? You don't have to call it a tall or a grande or something like that?
Absolutely. Use the minimum amount of words necessary to get you in and out as quickly as possible.
So give me a little deeper idea. If you've got two street corners, block apart, Dunkin' Donuts at one, Starbucks at the other, what's the kind of person that goes one way? What's the kind of person that goes the other way?
I think the kind of person that would go to one corner would be those that are maybe, I don't know, more artistic. The kind of person that wants to be seen in the right places, who is extremely brand sensitive, who really is looking for a community where they can hang out, log in, and be with other people like them.
That's the Starbucks crowd.
The other crowd, the Dunkin' tribe, as Dunkin', and we define them, are very much the guys in the hard hats, the people in the suits and ties, and they don't have the time to sit around and mull over what they're eating and drinking.
I'm fascinated by the way that you position the two companies, because even if I were the Starbucks kind of person that you describe, I'd rather think of myself as the guy in the hard hat, the hardworking guy. I'd rather think of myself that way, even if I wasn't that way.
You've hit on a very important cultural dynamic. You know, that there's been a big development recently towards those who are more upscale aspiring downwards. It really has become the new premium, if you like, to be blue collar, to be working class, to have middle class values. And Dunkin' is really no exception. There is almost a new kind of prestige in aspiring to be every day.
Leslie Bielby is the strategist for the advertising company Hill Holliday. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.